Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Johnson. Johnson.
TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers. You are watching the Jane the... Oh, I feel like I have to yell right now. Sorry. You are watching the Jane the Virgin
After... You can yell. We're excited.
You're watching the Jane the Virgin After Show, Chapter 22. Before we get started, don't forget to subscribe to our page. Find us on iTunes, on SoundCloud. Rate us 5 stars. Leave us comments. Let us know what you think so we can bring you so much more. My name is Stephanie Georgie, and you can find me at Stephanie Georgie. And my hosts to my left...
Madison Chase Fitness, you're a traitor to the stars and the star in you, and I'm also a virgin, your voice of virginity. And you can find me at Madison Chase Fit.
Ooh, ooh.
And hey guys, I'm Giselle Ugarte. You can find me at Giselle Ugarte. Giselle Ugarte.
Ugarte.
On Monday nights. And to
we have a special guest.
She's back.
My name is Rachel the Pillow.
The Pillow.
Rachel the Pillow.
You look like Ray T. D. You look like Ray T. D. right now.
I'm repping Ray T. D. tonight.
I see you. I'm feeling it. Yeah.
You guys were freaking out.
Yes. So to begin the episode, like, whoa. Because that's what happened today. It was very dramatic, but it was very satisfying because I love the drama in my life.
Just the drama on the table.
And she spilled the water.
At least she didn't spill it on her cell phone, so that's good.
I know.
Yeah, let's keep those
just
away.
Just wait.
Yeah.
We're just 1 minute in the show, people. Sorry,
so,
Steph.
A lot happens in this episode. Right, a lot happens in this episode, but the season finale, but it all revolves around Jane having this baby and then the emotions that everyone is going through throughout this day and throughout the like maybe 2-3 days this goes through. Mm-hmm. And we start with seeing a conversation between Jane and Xiomara, and they're discussing how they're gonna do if the baby comes while Xiomara's mm-hmm. in Vegas doing the show with Rogelio.
Mm-hmm.
And so she just
but first the flashback.
Yeah, I was gonna say you gotta talk about the flashback, right?
You know what? I didn't see the flashback actually.
Okay.
So thank you. Paper towel cleaning up my water. So the flashback was actually the scene where Jane's having the baby.
I'm so
and
sorry.
Xiomara.
No, Xiomara is having the
Xiomara's
baby.
Having
but
the
I'm
baby.
Saying it's exactly the same,
yes.
But Xiomara's having the baby.
Yes.
And Abuela is telling her to push it, otherwise she'll
yank
the baby out.
The baby out.
It was mm-hmm. the cutest thing ever.
Which, by the
and
way,
then she also said she'll come early, quick, and something else.
And that they only
and it's a girl.
Girls.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on, girl.
By the way, the girl that they casted as the young Xiomara.
She's so cute.
Well, no, looked exactly like her.
She looked exactly
perfect.
Like her. Perfect match. Good
but
casting.
That was really great because we'll see that little connection towards the end of the show. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I forgot that. We saw that mm-hmm. part. And then we see Xiomara and Jane in the kitchen afterwards discussing
making
what they're
her
do.
Favorite grilled cheese sandwich.
Making
it always
so
looks
sandwich.
So good. I've never had a grilled cheese sandwich like that, and I kind of want one.
It has
what
did
she
like,
do to it?
It looks like she. It's like
a fat grilled cheese.
It's like a yeah. French bread or something. Is it
okay.
a different kind of bread?
It's
and
like
then
a brioche.
It's like a brioche, and then the butter on top, and then it's grilled, and then it's like how many? 4 different cheeses.
Three
it's making
or four.
Me hungry.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'll
it's
digress.
A hefty grilled cheese. Not your typical Wonder Bread Kraft singles.
Like it's a. They don't do no Wonder Bread on that show.
They sure don't, and no Kraft singles because I don't even think that's really cheese. But we digress. Okay, so let's get back to the story. Okay, so she's...
But Jane reassures Xiomara that everything will be okay and that she'll let her know as soon as it happens. But Xiomara tries to stress to her that she has to let her know because in their family, mm-hmm. things happen quickly. So then they discuss that. That's all good to go.
But I like the practical joke that Jane plays on her.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
but
she
pretends
she's
to like, have like a contraction. She's like, ah! The baby's coming. And then she laughs. I thought it was cute.
It was too easy.
It was good. And Tiamatta's reaction was so sweet. Especially it was very she was sweet. Like, oh my God, you're going to
be back. Yeah. And it's not happening at all. Go ahead.
Can I just say that I felt this whole time, and I've always said this, but I feel like you're not watching actors play characters. You're watching Jane. You're mm-hmm. watching Tiamatta. Every single emotion, every single contraction, I felt like it was actually happening.
Oh, yeah.
And I was crying with them, and I was laughing with them, and clapping with them, and gassing with them. And that's part of why I love the show, and I feel like so many people are connecting emotionally to the show and freaking out about hashtag Jane having a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. It's one of those things where, you know, in the movies, you don't want to even know about the real life because you just need this to be their real life.
I know. So I'm like, I want it to be my real life.
Mm-hmm. I want
some
it to be.
It.
That's why I was so
Not all of it.
I know. That's why I was so happy that Ralph was just speaking to Lisa and saying how he, you know, he's justifying, like, the breakup, but then how it needed to happen, but it wasn't it. And finally, Lisa's in her right state of mind to be like, no, you need to tell her. That's why all this is happening. Yes. You're an idiot, man.
Yeah.
And just say something about it. How do you guys, I mean,
I like that this is the first time we see Jane kind of get some balls. Like, mm-hmm. she turns the situation around with her going back to her five-year reunion and not really wanting to go, but then her friend is convincing her that she needs to go. And then the mean girl kind of teaches her a lesson. And she uses that lesson to help put Magda in prison. I don't know if we want to talk about that.
Well, I mean,
I guess I just did. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. No, but that was great from the last episode.
Yeah.
But then that helps out because that puts him in a weird situation because then Raph, after that happening, starts to kind of like...
He does the same thing.
He gets sweet on Petra, which ruins the next moment in the scene where they're in the hospital and Jane is even talking to Tiamatta about it, saying how, well, we actually had a little bit of a moment. They had another mm-hmm. checkup. And the lady, what is that person called who does the
ultrasound technician?
Uh-huh. Ultrasound, perfect, thank you. She is like, she's like, oh, look it, there's hair. And then they're like, oh, are you a weird hairy baby? And you know, they're just flirting awkwardly. And and then he's like, well, let's just take a picture. You'll love the moment.
A selfie with his head next
and
to the
then,
greasy stomach.
Right.
Wrong
except
time.
For who's?
It's an Usie. A selfie is technically by yourself. An Usie is when there's more than one.
Oh, okay. So they took an Usie?
They took an Usie.
Mm-hmm. I like that
too much. Why?
I know, Rachel. I have to be technical about these things because I just realized what thought is. Do you guys know what thought is? This is totally off subject.
What?
Thoughts are?
Thought. It's that hoe over there.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I just learned that. Yeah, I didn't know that. Okay. I mean, I'm just saying. So, yeah, they took it.
She
has
some, like, gangsta vibes. I haven't heard that yet.
She's talking about Petra.
Oh, that thought shows up on the screen.
The thought shows up on the screen. Exactly.
She sure does and ruins it.
She ruins that sounds like thought. I'm never going to think of thoughts.
I think she's saying thought. Like, let's thought the
T-H-O-T. That hoe over there.
T-H-O-U-G-H-T.
No, it's definitely not that.
I know.
The T-H-O-T, Petra.
Petra. Right. Mm-hmm. So she shows up in the picture, and then that ruins the moment.
No, she actually is calling.
That's what I'm saying. She shows up on the phone.
Heifer.
And,
I'm sorry.
Did you say Heifer?
I did.
Okay, girl, get it. She shows up on the phone, and it ruins the moment because Jane justifies the situation, and she's like, okay, good. I needed that to happen because there's more reason why we're not together.
That's exactly
and
why.
Raph was like, it couldn't have been the worst timing. So they got the opposite thing.
Yeah.
So they're
yeah.
still on different pages, and it kind of bothers me because I need them to be on the same page.
I do feel like Jane is on his page. She's just trying to think with her head and think about what's best for the baby.
She's protecting
and
her
she's
heart.
Like, she's telling herself something. It's like, I'm definitely a mind over matter kind of a person, so it's like I have to tell myself, no, this is a blessing in disguise. This is for the good. This is for whatever, even if inside I'm going, oh, I really wanted that to happen.
Mm-hmm. She's just protecting her. She has her guard up now
she
because
said she
of what
would
happened.
Think about it. But that wasn't until later.
So at that moment, she's still just trying to like defend the situation. She's mm-hmm. like, okay, don't trip because we all know how Raph used to be, which goes into this next part that we continue to hear him talk about how he wants to get Petra to sell because he's talking to Luis about it. And that's funny to see him put his game on her. He spits that
he
game.
He sure did.
When he checks out her legs.
Yes. And he tries to act like he is forgetting, like he's not even hearing her.
Oh, I was like,
he's
look
checking
at
out
her
his legs.
Petra.
Petra. And she had on a super short, short stank mama dress.
When does she never have on a super short stank mama dress?
Even when she doesn't try to, her legs are just so incredible. Long.
She has an incredible body. Yeah, she does. I agree.
Mm-hmm. No,
so does he do this on purpose?
Mm-hmm. He's manipulating her. Yeah. Okay,
and that's what he talks about at the end of this episode. Disclaimer, I didn't see, I just saw the last part of the episode.
Okay.
I know I sound so stupid right now.
No, you don't. But, you totally don't.
So he's manipulating her to get what?
To get her to sell.
He just needs her to be in her vulnerable state mm-hmm. so that she can just start doing whatever he like decides to put her in that direction. Mm. Ultimately, to get her to sell, to get her out of his life. Mm-hmm. So he looks at her legs.
And get Jane into his life.
So he looks at her legs and checks it out. And it was just so funny because he does such a good job, and especially because she just goes so gaga. Throughout the season, we see her as such a tough person, but we genuinely see her in her vulnerable state, which I think is like wonderful acting, because I'm like, girl, you're tripping. Stop.
Yeah.
But I feel like, is that vulnerability for Raph's heart or for Raph's wallet?
I feel like we've seen her
in a vulnerable state a few times when it's been, you know, her reputation's at stake or her finances are at stake or her, you know, power is at stake. I think it's both
because if you would put your mom in jail just to try to get your man back that doesn't even want you anymore because he's with somebody else and he's having a baby with somebody else,
I think that the money has a lot to do with it, but
absolutely.
Raph, after a very long time, after Milos, after all these other things, was her first form of stability and at the end of the day was her husband. Mm-hmm. So really, she just wants to go back to where she was because before that was all going down, she wasn't really that much of a hot mess.
Yeah.
Until things got rocky between them and she just was, it started as I'm going to fight for my husband and then she just got twisted.
Well, she was having an affair.
Oh, right. Damn, I always forget about the affair because she's
and
a hoe. She a thot.
She didn't want to stay married to him because she wanted the $5 million divorce settlement.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep. Which is the only reason why she wanted to have a baby.
Ding, ding, ding.
Capital T.
So.
Wanna know what that one means?
What? Capital T.
Tramp. Time out. No, trife.
Oh, trife. Okay, I was going to say tramp.
Oh.
Okay.
Either or.
Either whore. Okay.
Whatever happened to that sex tape? She gave it out. Never mind. Okay.
She did. Okay. Sorry, y'all. If we start talking over each other, we're going to do better at taking turns because we're tripping right now. But...
Well, and we have 22 episodes of content that we're being flashed back to throughout this entire episode.
But to concentrate on this one, the next scene, when Rogelio and Xiomara were saying goodbye to Jane, how do you guys feel about this text message and the dinner with Michael and Jane? And I mean, it was cute, but the banter was cute, you know? Oh, don't tease me. Don't rub it in.
We know that they can't just be friends.
Now, that's a good question.
We had that deep conversation last week or
last week.
Where it's like, you can't be friends with an ex. Are you friends with any of your exes?
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, you just can't do it.
Yes, you can.
I know people that do, though.
I can. If you're not having sex, you could be friends. Or can you?
I don't think that's the case because I think that there are people who you can have sex with who you're not attracted to that you can be friends with. But I think it's like they were engaged and I don't know. I just can't. I don't think they can be friends. I think we knew that from the very beginning. I think Jane actually thought that they could be friends at the same time, and as we see her talk about later, she appreciated the familiarity of it all.
Yes, and that's what she said, and that's what Michael was like, no. If it's familiar and it's the same, I'm not interested in that.
But I do really want a burger.
And some fries. We're hungry.
I know, and he's so sweet and putting in his game by bringing her some of the leftovers.
This episode.
He is sexy because he's considerate. Consideration will get you a lot of points.
He was considerate, but then he also took the initiative and was kind of manipulative in that scene, which we'll talk about later. Anyway.
This is like the manipulation scene. The whole episode is about manipulation.
Yeah.
Because he manipulates Nadine. Nadine is trying to manipulate him.
It's a telenovela. That's what goes down in shows like this.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's so cute, but it works out perfectly because he comes in and he takes the plates out, which I like that the narrator kind of points out. He's like, oh, of course, Michael remembers where the plates are, and then they sit down and have food, and it's just, like, it's a bummer for a position where she's about to be a mom, where all she wants is also stability and kind of comfort, yes. and he's kind of providing that to her.
Yeah.
So, that's weird, but then he, while they're having that dinner, she has, like, a false contraction. What they think is, damn, your guys' phones are tripping.
I know. Mine's on airplane. Mine's on airplane mode.
There it is.
Oh, okay.
Done.
No, but they were also doing her graduate admissions thing, so he kind of, like, re-inspires her mm-hmm. to, like, write that admissions guy and tell him that you made a mistake or that you didn't. You forgot that the deadline was 2 days ago or whatever.
Exactly. Which is good, though, too, because yeah. it's one of those things where...
He knows her.
They know it's what, like, you know, in a relationship, you're mm-hmm. supporting someone and you're there mm-hmm. for someone, and he does that to her consistently.
Yes.
But he's also playing her vulnerabilities.
Yeah, he is.
And that's what this episode is about. Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. Good call.
You know those eyes. You fell in love with those eyes. Your character did.
Mm-hmm. How?
Andy and Michael?
Tell us about those eyes, Andy.
Those eyes, I mean, they're dreamy.
Right? Andy,
you're taken.
Rachel, a.k.a. Andy, was a sucker for Michael's eyes.
She was. She really, really was.
The baby blues.
But in my character analysis, I didn't quite get to the details of what kind of a sucker she was about his eyes or what his eyes looked like to her.
You didn't get that far.
I wasn't writing paragraphs about that for homework.
I love it.
Got yeah. nice lashes, though.
He's
so sweet. I know.
Yeah, he's very sweet.
No, so
we could probably have a whole show just talking about everyone's physical characteristics.
Attributes, I know.
Attractiveness.
Yeah.
Every time they showed Justin Baldoni without his shirt, and I'm like, stop.
It.
Go, if you're not already, go follow Justin on Instagram. Or at least go check it out, because yes. he's posting the cutest things from the viewing party. And mm-hmm. also his wife is gorgeous and pregnant
She's
and
gorgeous.
About to have their own baby. But they had a viewing party tonight, and a lot of the cast was together. And I wanted to use my phone to play audio, but clearly the static is too strong.
Yeah.
And there's this one Instagram that he has where everyone describes the finale in one word, why you should watch it, and it's...
It's crazy.
It's good.
It's really good. It's nice to see everyone on their own time. Like, we get to see Rachel on her own time.
Go, mm-hmm. Rachel.
We're so special.
And we have some of you guys that get really into discussing our episodes, but at the very least, since it is the finale, if you haven't commented yet, maybe you can try to describe the finale in one word.
I like it.
At the very least.
Yeah, right, in one word. This is the telenovela.
I know! But I'm saying for those that don't typically participate...
Yeah.
Mm. Give us at least one, if not a whole paragraph or an
essay.
What
would your one word be?
Get back to me at the end.
Okay.
During predictions, we can do that.
Okay.
There you go.
Gotcha.
So Jane has her false alarm where she thinks she has contractions, and Michael takes her to the hospital, and then they find out that everything's okay, but we see Raph there, and Raph steps outside, and I love this part because Raph goes, okay, so Michael, Jane's okay, you can go now.
You could go.
Like a bit aggressively.
Right.
He's like, oh, it's okay, I'm just going to wait to say bye. He's like, oh, I'll let her know you said bye.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll just wait. And he's like, okay, no, homie, you best bounce right now because this is my woman. But I love to see Raph like that because he needs to be like that
for her.
He
needs to fight for her.
But how can he fight for something that's not yours?
Yes, because he lied to her. No, it's not.
That's his baby mama.
No.
That's his baby mama.
You have to fight for something...
That you want.
Like, fighting for something means that, I mean, it can be yours, but you can fight. You wouldn't be fighting for it if it was yours.
True, but he needs to fight for Jane, not, like, fight Michael
for
Jane. Something. Yeah. He needs to show that, like, he, at that point, should have already stepped up to Jane, like, during the ultrasound and said, I love you. I want this. I want the baby now, not wait until you're in labor and wait and be immature with her ex-boyfriend
yes.
about it.
You have to fight...
For your right.
Damn it. Come on, Giselle.
No, I'm on your lane.
No,
I'm
not. Thank you. I was going to say something like that.
I didn't spoil it. I was on your same page.
Uh-oh. No, but it's okay because I think what he was trying to say later is that he was waiting for the right time. And then clearly none of that was right because Jane's, she's so sensitive right now.
She's emotional. She just had a baby.
I have plenty of doors of opportunities.
I mean, really, you should have just said it, because if you wait for the right time, it's one of those things where it's like,
there is no right
I'm going to wait the right time to have a baby, and then it's like, if you do that, you're never going to have a baby.
So, I think he should not have lied in the first place. That's what I think.
How much of this did you know was going to happen?
I didn't know any of this was going to happen. They're very secretive.
That makes sense.
As they should be.
Yeah,
I also don't know what did happen.
True. Well, you know what happened at the end?
There was just a little delay.
Yeah.
And then we see Magda and Petra talking in prison. And Petra is just...
And Magda smells really bad.
Petra's really just bad. Like a weirdo. And I like that Magda says... When she's like, oh my God, Mom, like, he really is. Like, he invited... Oh, yeah, because after after that scene where he is checking her legs out and everything, mm-hmm. he's like, why don't we go out to dinner? And Trivoli's is the place where they first had their first dinner.
Yeah.
Their first date.
Mm-hmm.
And then Magda's like, are you serious? You know, he's about to have a baby with another woman. Exactly. He'll be bonded with her forever. Mm-hmm. Which is the reason why that plants a little seed in Petra's head mm-hmm. later.
Mm-hmm. What did you guys think... of when Raph's assistant came in when Raph and Petra were in the room and he goes, the cancer center's on the line. Can you take this call? What did you guys think that was about?
I got nervous about it because he had already went up to Raph and told him about that. So Raph had an opportunity to speak to the fertility clinic prior to Petra, but didn't because he was just busy and stuff. And then I just got nervous because, like, oh, God, watch this. It's going to happen. He's going to be rediagnosed or he's out of remission or some bullcrap like that. But I didn't think it had anything to do with... Like, what happened?
What did you think?
I thought it was confusing because if it was the cancer center, but it was the Miami-Dade Memorial Hospital. So that doesn't necessarily, I just didn't understand why he wouldn't take the call. But it goes to show you sometimes when you manipulate people or try to manipulate people, you get in trouble. Because had he answered the call or had the conversation with the person, he would have known.
Right.
See, I guess I missed the part where his assistant tried to bug him before Petra mm-hmm. was in the room. So I thought that was something that he set up with his assistant mm-hmm. as being like a way to manipulate Petra.
Right.
I thought that on the dinner date with Petra, he was going to be like, well, I have cancer again and something as a way to get
right.
her to
Had I not seen that first part, yeah. I probably would have thought the same thing. But I think that's why I was just... I mean, I did think that it could have just been anything else, but... I don't know. I mean, I would have rather it been a plan otherwise.
Is Raph's cancer going to come back?
I know.
Could that be another twist?
Afterwards, so then we finally do get to see Raph. He comes back to see Jane, and then he confesses. He confesses that he loves her. And I was so happy to see Jane, like tell me. She was like, stop, but keep going. You know?
You think she was like, stop, keep going?
Well, because she needs to hear it, but then she didn't want to. But it was like she had a sense of relief. Let's say she doesn't want to be with him. I think you would still feel better if you knew that they wanted you.
Yeah.
I agree. That's true.
But I also think she was mad because she's such a type A personality, and she was like, you broke my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really get over a broken heart. It's broken.
Well, because he's just switching stuff up. So she's just like, make up your damn mind.
Make up your mind. And she's such a decisive, definitive, stubborn, making list kind of personality. So for someone to kind of renege and say, oh, no, that's not really what I meant. I was just doing that to protect you. And that's the worst thing you could ever hear somebody possibly say. I'm going to think for you because you don't really know what you want. Instead of saying and taking responsibility for what they actually want, which is I'm in love with you and I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how this is going to end and I don't want to keep disappointing you. So, like, that's what you should have said. Instead of making her the bad person and breaking her heart, that's the worst thing you could do to anybody.
He didn't win me over until the last scene when he was explaining the part about the meeting and how he canceled it because he thought that there might possibly be a chance of her going into labor.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, I understand where she's coming from, where if he would have said that the next day or a few days later after he broke up with her, I'd be like... Maybe. Okay, I'll have you back. Have my babies.
Right.
But she's already at that point, you know, and I think anyone can relate to this who's gone through a breakup. There's a point, whether it's a week later or sometimes it's a year later, where you decide, okay, I'm moving on. Right. I'm moving on. And she got to that point.
Quick.
So it's hard to switch back once you reach that.
Now, did we think it was quick, though?
No, she got to that point very quick, but it was more, not that she got to that point, but it was that she made herself get there.
Yeah.
My thing is that it was good to hear him explain, like, no, he was going through a really tough time, though. I mean, yeah, he shouldn't have done it the way that he did, but I think that's the reason why she was slightly hurt, because she said she's she's understanding of the situation, right. But at the same time, that's why she said, let me think about it, because at the end of the day, I understand why you did that, but it happened, and that's just unfortunate, and it is what it is, and too little too late sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's what sucks. Now, in comparison to the confessions to Jane, then we have Michael come the next day while she's trying to leave,
and
he instead just apologizes to her, but then
he makes her a playlist.
Asks her, it makes her a playlist, which is so cool, makes her
very
laugh.
Sweet.
It just shows how much he knows her again, which they keep throwing it in our faces. Yeah. We get it. But I think that I was happy at the part where he goes, don't you feel something? And she's like, yeah, I do. I do feel something, which is great. But then she's, thank God, she just says it. And I'm sure she, her subconscious didn't even know. She's that you're safe in this. And I always say comfort is stronger than love, which is you have to be careful, because what we said last week was that, but what about if you're like, wouldn't you be better off falling in love with your friend? I'm like, no, because you could always break up with your friend with the comfort of knowing that they're going to be in your life still. Where with someone that you love, it's as dramatic as her and Raph. It's just something that you can't explain. So it was good that Michael heard that, because, like he said, I don't want to be competing against your fantasy. Your fantasy will always be greater.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's been something that, it's not like a fantasy about Raph developed over time. Raph has always been a fantasy to Jane.
Yes.
Even before she started dating Michael, when they met 5 years ago or whenever that was. And then once he did come back into her life, she could not stop thinking about him.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And he didn't even do anything when it first started. Mm-hmm. That was the crazy thing. It was just like, it was a whatever connection that they happened to have. Yeah. And then it took for him just the idea of not seeing her in that light for things just to switch up for him.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy.
Crazy. Crazy.
Hey, whenever you started seeing the episode, you jump on in, girl.
It's late in the game.
It's coming.
We all started watching at different times, just if you guys are watching. We all watch at different times.
Mm-hmm.
You watch first, because you recap another show in between. You got here early, in which case I walked in maybe 5 or 10 minutes late. She's already more than halfway through the episode.
No, I was like 5 minutes late. Like, it was 5 minutes left into this episode.
Yeah, so then I was just kind of sitting around, and then I started watching the episode, and she got here.
It was like a domino effect.
It was.
So we made it work.
So one of our voices will hopefully...
We'll
stitch something together.
Yes. Yeah. We're the same. I mean, whatever opinion, even if it's just a matter of opinion, go ahead and talk. But not right now. It's okay.
But I'm just like, I feel like I'm listening so much because you guys are all offering up such varied opinions and you have your own takes on things. Mm-hmm. So the commentary that I have and like the processing that's going on is,
a roller coaster.
It's a bit of a roller coaster. It's taking some time to let these things
sink in. I sound more correct though, right?
But I sound like I have more wisdom, right?
I think you guys are all virgin wisdom. Some very poignant chords with your thoughts about the show.
We're one of those roller coasters that has like two starting on different directions.
You know what? Go like this. We're women and we feel a lot all the time. And I already had my Snickers today, so I'm not being dramatic.
Your Snickers? Oh, yeah, like, you know, like commercial. Commercial?
Yeah. I'm also not funny, but I
try. That was a good try, Steph.
I know.
We like it.
But anyway, so then Michael gets back from that whole thing, and who do we see? Nadine in the apartment.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so you mentioned something earlier when we were, like, at the beginning of this recap about how everyone's being manipulative. I didn't see any of that until, I guess, she tried to escape, so... Why don't you guys discuss, like, her being there and what you think of her? Because now you just opened up a can of worms in my head about Nadine.
Well, first of all, I called that she was going to come back.
Uh-huh.
She was for sure coming back. And she knows, apparently, Scene Rostro's kind of whereabouts. Well, Scene Rostro came and kidnapped her again, right?
Mm-hmm. Well,
and she was taken. She never saw her
face.
No,
she had to escape.
Did he kidnap her? Because I thought she was actually working.
No. She confessed to... She got caught up with Michael.
No, she didn't confess. He saw her name on the list.
Right, and then he told her, and he said, I haven't... He pretty much gave her 2 hours to get the F out of the city.
Right.
And that was it.
But as far as her reappearing right now, she just showed up. Mm-hmm. He didn't, like, reach out to her.
Yes. Right. No, but he had sent her an email. She had sent him an email.
Oh, she did.
Yes, he said it was a very impressive, thoughtful email, but... What are you doing here? That's what he said.
Okay.
So she came to make that proposal.
She's in his lair. I don't know if it was his house. Because it didn't look like his office.
Did you say his lair?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know how to describe it because I didn't know if it was like his house or if it was like a private area or if it was like his office. If it was like a place where they hid out or something.
Giselle, did you say his private area? That sounds like something else.
Private area.
His Michael time area.
Voice of the Virgin over here.
I know. I think about it all the time. Okay.
She does. She's still human, you guys. Don't worry about everyone else.
Just so everyone knows, once Madison has sex, we're going to have a recap on that also.
Totally.
Madison, the ex-virgin. So anyway, she shows up, and she wants a deal. She wants her family to be protected, yes. And she wants the her punishment to be lenient if she's willing to offer information. Now, apparently, at one point, she was taken back with Sean Rostro. She didn't get a chance to see her face, but said that she found out where the plastic surgeon is hiding, the one who did plastic surgery on everyone in the ring.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's called the ring.
Involved in that, yes.
In that. And that he also did Rose's face. Therefore, if they can find the surgeon, then they can figure out what she looks like, and then they're able to find her. What?
You just thought about something?
I did.
Dun, okay. Dun, dun. What's your thought? Say it before you forget it.
Oh, my God. What if Rose is Juicy J after plastic surgery?
Is what?
Juicy J.
Who's Juicy Jade?
Freaky Luisa's new lover.
Oh!
No, she's not.
No, she's not.
Okay, good.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's an interesting perspective. I was like, ooh, that would be sinister. Because she is a lesbian and the...
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't
but
think
regardless,
so.
But possibly Rose has a different face at this point.
Yeah.
But I do... Okay, well, I'll get to that in a minute. I don't know. I'm going to throw this out there. Okay. As far as the baby, which we'll get to at the end... Is it Luisa who's in on it, or is it Rose who just happens to know? Like, who's on the inside who told someone, who told Rose that the baby was coming? Anyway, we'll get to that later. So, so Michael decides to go looking for the plastic surgeon. Turns out the plastic surgeon is where Nadine says that he is, but he's dead.
He's mm-hmm. dead.
Dead end.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael then tells Nadine, well, you can't really do anything with that. I can't negotiate a plea deal for you. And he just happens to leave his keys behind in the lair because Jane's going into labor. Nadine takes the keys and she escapes.
And I was trying to figure it out. I'm like, he's got her handcuffed to, like, a file cabinet. Like,
well, it's not like she could drag that shit with her, you know, like, don't worry, everything's all right,
hands.
Neighbors.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, for the sake of the show, she was nice and posted up.
Okay. And she had a cell phone. The whole time.
She can't call nobody.
Yeah, she could.
That's how it happened. You're exactly right. Because
so,
she
like,
got
why?
Away, and he said, I have to go change of plans. I have to go escort.
I think that Nadine is just still trying to save her family. So if she has to keep giving Sean Rostro information, she's just going to keep giving Sean Rostro information.
Yeah, of course. I think that's how it happened.
But what information does she even have to give at this point?
She gave the information that Jane is on the way to the hospital to deliver the baby.
No, well,
oh,
saying,
yes, Nadine. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah. So is it Luisa or is it Nadine that
I think
told
it's Nadine.
Rostro?
Oh, God.
I think it's Nadine.
Well, because Jane is in labor, Raph has to give a rain check to Petra.
And she
looks so good.
Freaking
and
hot.
So heartbroken.
Oh, my gosh. I like the background, too, with the red. I'm like, that's a great
Can
room.
Can I say that's the first thing I noticed,
Yeah,
too?
I was yeah. like, the room, like, this is a
that
perfect
That was, like, a nice contrast.
Yeah. Yes. And then her rose gold bag, I was like, that is nice.
Yeah. So she's going into labor. Oh, wait, but you know what? Can I just say, I love it when humanity, like, just comes together, like, on the bus, like, when people help
Oh,
other
I
people.
Love that scene.
And get, I would be that yet. Person. I'd be like, okay, I haven't ready. Like, I would have tried to make her breathe and
Me
everything,
too.
Especially
yeah.
strangers. Like, I love when strangers are nice to each other. I love people.
I do, too. But that rarely
Points
happens in L.A.
Yeah.
I don't see it very often.
I try to. You just gotta leave
I mean, I do it, yeah. but I don't see it because
yeah,
I'm from
too.
Texas, but I don't know.
I feel like people often. In L.A. would be like, get off the bus, go take an Uber.
Right. Uber your baby. Yeah. Yeah. Where I'm going
to
be late for my next bus.
I'm going to be really racist, but I feel like white people in L.A. are really mean. And I've lived in different places, but they're the meanest people here.
I don't think it's just white people. I just think it's just people.
People.
Yeah, like this city.
Really
no, I don't know why. But wow. I've seen some really mean things in this city. Really mean things. And it's been across the board.
Los Angeles has a bit of a wickedness, but that's because people are a bit selfish. They're trying to do
narcissistic.
Something.
Narcissistic. Mm-hmm. They
insecure.
Take lots of selfies, yeah. All of the
come above. Visit the wonderful city of Los Angeles.
The city of angels. Not really. Okay.
This is a tourist.
It's okay. We're nice people.
I know.
We're nice.
And we're clearly.
Come to the ironic city.
We're.
The city of devils. Okay. We're off the subject.
Let's talk about Zoe and Rogelio.
Wait. Did we miss something?
Well, I was just gonna, the she goes into labor and then.
Has oh, she's the on the check. Bus. That
no,
was
but
one.
This is the part where Petra gets her phone call. She gets the phone call, but we don't hear what the phone call is, and she tries to go tell Raph, but then she hears Raph say, at this point, I just want Petra out of my life. I feel yes. bad for manipulating her, but she just needs to leave. She's
yeah. like, no, not yet. Not yet.
I was going to say, that's not yet, right?
Because Jane goes into labor. She's at the hospital. Mm-hmm. Turns out the baby's not coming right away. She takes an epidural. She's all smiles.
Yes.
Zoe, meanwhile, is stuck in Las Vegas. She can't get a plane until the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Tells Rogelio, he gets pissed. Not because she can't do the show, but because...
Yeah, which I knew right away.
Yeah, I knew exactly why that's... Yeah.
Can I just say that, you know what was so wonderful also is that when she was panicking and she kept seeing Rogelio's face on the bus...
That was so cute.
In
which she's always done. I love it. It's gone through the whole season.
Yeah, but it was even more so because then she saw her dad and he was just like, my baby, like, don't worry, you'll be okay. And I'm like, damn, she just...
Go bring another angel into love her dad.
Yes. Yeah. That was awesome. That was so cute.
And then when she gets off the bus and then he was like, do it exactly. now.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And then I love
but
it. Was,
and then we see Rogelio be sad, so that's good. And I like that. He goes, I already got my plane ticket. And I was like,
premium class.
First class.
Premium class.
Excuse me, before you got here, this machine was raining quarters.
That was my favorite line.
I know what's going on now. I'm really excited.
Rachel's like, I could jump in.
It's time. Here she comes.
Jump in.
Rachel DePillo, everyone.
Today our special guest, Rachel DePillo.
Yay!
So what did you think about the bus scene? That was like my favorite scene.
No, I didn't see the bus. I saw the okay, raining sorry. Quarters.
The raining quarters.
Okay, premium first class.
You saw that. Okay. Yes. I love that scene. Okay.
The Rogelio, what are they called? What are the Rogelio
fans
called?
They're like, estoy en miles de países. So when he's like, I'm in hundreds of like countries. Like, so which one?
Venezuela.
Which is good. That's a little homage to the actual show because Juan Elavirtin originated in Venezuela. And now that's I love that they chose that country to be it.
But what are they called? Are they called Rogelio fans?
Rogelians?
But good job, Rachel. That's exactly what it was. Rogelians. You're exactly right.
Yes.
I thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, because it means it was hashtag blessed.
Hashtag yeah.
I thought hashtag whatever that was and blessed came from his wake up call. Or was
it's a beautiful day to be Rogelio.
I think you're right.
I'm about to make my own voicemail like that.
So
Steffi G, wake up, girl, it's your day. Steffi G, wake up, girl, it's your day.
I don't know how you do that. I want to set a personal one.
Just record it. On iTunes.
I can do it on my HTC Droid.
Really? You're so excited about your phone.
My phone's whack. But
back to the wake-up call.
Missed their plane. And they finally make it. And what happened?
Ooh, but then we start talking. No, we have the scene where Raph and...
Juan loved him.
Where they discuss the name and they decide on Nina. So you were right last week about how they kept thinking that it was going to be a girl. And then they try to discuss whether or not they want to do...
I was right about a lot of things
Villanueva
this week.
Or Solano. No first. And then he's just cute. This is why I love Raph, because he's trying to tell her, like, look it, I will compromise, even though this is my only child. But really, he was like, it doesn't matter. It's a girl coming out. But he sticks to it later.
Why wouldn't it matter if it was a girl coming out?
Because the legacy can't continue.
Anyways, because
the name won't continue.
Right, because if she gets married, she'll take her husband's last
name. Hey, the lady could choose.
Presumably. But yeah.
But, okay.
Gotcha. It's a pretty traditional family.
Now, how did that come up with the name Nina? Like...
That was random, but that's my cousin's name. Shout out to my cousin, Nina.
I like Nina. Like, that's a great name, Nina Simone. But I'm like, where did they get that name? Nina.
Simone? Was that the
Nina
middle name?
No, I'm just saying Nina Simone is, like, a famous singer.
Oh, right, okay.
But, yeah, I was like, where did that name come from?
Maybe it was just a cop-out because it's like Nina. It's just Nina.
Okay.
Like, girl.
Yeah.
Well, my cousin's full name is Yanina. Yeah, with a...
Well, this one was going to be Nina.
I know, but I'm just saying, but that's where the name didn't derive from.
You're like, what?
I think she was inspired. Because she was, like, lying down, smiling, and then you saw her smile, and she goes, I got it.
The epidural.
Yeah, epidural is good. Right.
very much at peace.
So what happens after?
So Raphael, though, does confess to Jane everything about his feelings.
Finally.
This is the part of the Spain and everything else.
Saying that he wants to have a family, and she says she'll think about it.
Right, but she and also, he also says, I feel good right now, stop.
That he sold the company. Mm-hmm. And that he doesn't want to be like his dad, because when his mom left him, he started to idolize his dad. And he was like, my dad was not worth two quarters. So
everything he said was perfect. It was perfect. Just 100% understandable. I'd be like, okay.
But I feel like she's got like tougher skin now.
She does. But yeah. She has her guard up now. That's all it is. It's her guard up and her protecting her heart, which is fine.
And the baby.
But mm-hmm. she's also, it's just like, it's bad timing and, you know, whatever. That's what happens with love. You go cray cray.
But all of his walls are down now.
Yeah. Too late?
It's not too late.
You just fight. You can't, whatever. Now. It happens when it happens.
And she said she would think about it. You never know. But all of his walls are down. All of his dark and twisty issues have been untwisted. And now he's light. Mm-hmm. His phone did not ring once that we saw. Or at least he didn't answer his phone once.
That's true.
Right.
God, and then how horrible would it be if it did?
You're like, and then Petra.
Come on, Petra.
Okay.
And then just to throw this out there, Michael raids the warehouse and they find the surgeon dead. So that kind of ends there. So now they're just going to have to do a reinvestigation and wait on the tracker for Nadine to be able to investigate further.
Which we find out that Nadine did not escape. It was actually part of Michael's plan.
Because he manipulated her to
escape. So we have to figure out what the tracker says she is, and then we'll know more for that.
Mm-hmm. So proud of my little Michael.
I know. He's a great manipulator. He's becoming a manipulator.
When Jane is giving birth, and it's so sad because she's so tired, and then her mom comes out.
I know, it's so cute.
And then we see the flashback in full circle where Xiomara comes in, and she's like, you better just push, or else I'm going to go in and get that baby.
Yank that baby out.
And she just starts, like, crying. And then finally, Mateo Gloriano Rogelio Solano Villanueva was born.
Da-da-da-da. Can we just say it one more time?
Mateo Gloriano Rogelio Solano Villanueva was born.
No,
I can't say
Matelio
that.
Matelio was born.
Matelio, right? Room for nicknames.
Yeah, that was cute. I like that part. Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think of the boy? I was so happy it was a boy. I was so happy. And Petra was pissed because she knows to have a boy in the family, it's like in the royal family, having, like, when Prince Harry popped out, they're like, thank God, because they needed a man.
Yes.
I don't understand why.
Because
why
it's the legacy.
It's the
family.
It's the man. Name. It's like the heir.
It's the heir to
traditional.
Whatever.
It's traditional. Yeah. Traditional. I was like, girl, it's extra traditional. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah. I kind of want to hang on to my last name no matter what happens. We'll see.
I know, me too. But I kind of want to be like the Kardashians where Khloe was just like Khloe Kardashian. They made it their middle name. I don't ever. I don't have a middle name, so I can do it.
But legally, she's that. Professionally, she's not. Mm. And professionally, I mean, if you're part of SAG, it's really hard to change your name, too. So you kind of have to hold on to that unless you want to go through the process of it. Mm. But legally, they took the name. It's just that it's not even that you can't have that. It's that the likelihood goes down. Because even if a girl has her mom's name and then has a baby, for her, the likelihood of her still keeping the name after having a baby is just...
With a boy, it's a sure thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not necessarily. She could have it without, but just the likelihood that she wouldn't. It's just not as likely.
Well, it's just one of those things where it's because it's tradition and a lot of women don't mind taking their husband's, you know, last name. It's nice.
Or
like
look forward to it.
Exactly, because I look forward to it, except for now I'm like, oh, man, my last name's so much cooler than everyone else's, so... That sucks.
I like it.
I'll go to Italy and find an Italian with the last name Georgie. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Or you'll find a better name that sounds just as exotic. You never know. if it's really meant to be.
For those of you who were not watching, I looked at the camera and nodded my head. SMH.
If it's really meant to be.
Maybe.
Well,
okay, so now Michael says the right thing. Oh, yeah. Then Michael comes in, and he says the right thing
Who had
again.
Saved the day, by the way.
He saved the day.
How did he save the day?
He gave Xiomara and Rogelio a police escort from the airport so that they could dodge traffic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is great.
It was Raph's idea.
Which is a great idea.
Also points for Raph.
Yeah, he got points. I feel like they're trying to one-up each other.
They are. Raph, I love you, Papi.
Yeah, is it really about Jane at this point?
Right. So who could be the better?
Because I feel like at this point, it is about Jane. Like, I feel like at this point, they're one-upping each other by coincidence because they're actually putting Jane first.
They are.
And the baby first. Okay. Whereas,
so now she's in a good position because of that.
If it was a competition, we would see it from the showrunners as we've seen in the past, where it's like, ding, points, ding, points. But like...
Yeah, that's that's why, you see, but then I was worried because when the narrator says at this point, her heart was just so full. And it, is it because they both have her best interest, or is it because she's already made an internal decision about Michael?
I think it's because she's realized that nothing else matters.
Yeah,
because
besides the baby.
And that she could do it by herself, and that everything that she's gone through at this point is so that she could be at the point where she is right now.
Yeah, because she's definitely stronger. And then at the end, you see her heart and then the baby's heart together. Yeah, it's like a glow. So
it's
that's
a beautiful connection. Mm-hmm. I'm so surprised, though, that she did lose her virginity to her child.
I know. I was like, you need a C-section.
Did she technically, though?
This is where I am with this.
Because there was no penetration.
But no, it's still, but I mean, like, her hoo-ha is a different size.
I mean,
now.
Obviously not her virginity. No, not her virginity, but I'm, but like...
She did.
She's going to have to do a whole lot of Kegels to get that nice...
And a whole lot of stitching up in
so.
That.
She's still...
What do you mean,
she's
ever had a baby?
But it doesn't matter. She's 20-whatever.
No,
your body
I'm not
bounces
saying.
Back a lot quicker than, like, a 40-year-old would a baby.
No.
She's 23.
I thought she was 24.
Just 24 maybe.
Whatever. Yeah. 22, 24. She's
but still, you have a baby and the baby's head is ginormous.
But your cervix dilates. Your body's meant to handle that.
Okay, we're going to do some research on that.
Well, no, I'm not saying it doesn't go back to normal, but that doesn't change the fact that...
You've had a baby come out of your
It's okay if it's like still tight and everything. That's not the
versus
point.
Versus a penis.
I'm in Camp Giselle. I understand something has been through the canal.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, she didn't have sex first, so it's still a bummer. Like, she had the baby before she had sex.
Because if that's the case, then, like, you lost your virginity to a tampon.
No,
that's different.
No, well, I don't know. I remember I was thinking that too. I was like, shit.
I used to think that too. I definitely thought that.
But
are we getting too TMI for you guys at home?
I know, we're sorry.
Deal with it.
Okay, but my point is just
our boys watching this anyway.
Yeah, probably. Actually.
Oh yeah, we do have some guys that watch. But no, I totally agree with you. They try to get educated.
That's why I have to go to YouTube to be able to relate to people who watch the show.
Yes.
Because their friends really don't want to watch it with them.
That's what the after show is for. After Buzz got you. Don't worry.
Right? But I agree with you, Steffi G.
I mean, it's just a bummer. That's it. That's all I'm saying. It's like, wow, it kind of sucks, but whatever. But she's still happy. She's still a good person, so it's okay.
Spit out of my mouth. When Mateo touched her mouth with the little baby hand.
I know, his hand.
That was really sweet.
They couldn't have planned that. I was like, that baby is pure perfection.
What a little baby.
So cute.
All that hair.
I know, it looked like two different babies.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
They usually do that.
Yeah.
SAG rules.
Okay, so Michael comes in to say he just wants to see Mateo. Matt, I'm already
because he broke like 20 traffic laws.
I like Mateo.
Mateo.
He comes in to see Mateo, and he's like, "Well, no, I just want you to say, you know, just focus on the baby." And Jane's like, "Oh, thanks."
That's all she needed to hear.
And we have our friend Anthony, the voiceover, say that he couldn't have said anything more perfect.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's just a bummer. But you know what? Whatever. That's true. It was the perfect thing to say, but hopefully it just puts her at ease, not really takes her heart anywhere. But then we go to Petra, and we find out what the phone call is. And the phone call is that the clinic had been a hot mess, and the woman called and said, "Mrs. Solano." Ooh, I wanted to yell through the screen and be like, "She's not Mrs. Solano." Relax.
She is not. She's a thought.
Legally.
Because they're not divorced yet?
Well, no, she legally changed her name when they got married. Therefore, her name, unless she changes it back, is still that.
Yeah, that's true.
Even when people get divorced, sometimes
she
they keep
did
their married name.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, I know plenty of people like that. That's a bummer. But the sperm samples split, and so she goes to the clinic, retrieves it.
In other words, there are two samples. One of them is Jane's.
But you guys, or brother, or sister.
Or sister.
I didn't call this last week, but as it was happening, I wasn't surprised, and I'm not that, like, freaking out about it.
What's that?
Like, I would have been... I mean, okay, here's the thing. People were trying to hint without spoiling what was happening on this episode before it actually started on Twitter. And they were saying, it's heart-wrenching, it's heartbreaking, just wait, you're going to freak out, all this stuff. And everything that ended up happening, I was like,
well, that's just because you expected it. That's how it was for me with Breaking Bad. I thought that was like a shitty show, and everyone was like, it was the most amazing show in the world!
It was.
It wasn't it for me. But I feel you on that. It's just, when people hype stuff up for you, it kind of ruins it because you need to have your own like thought process.
Like I would have been more shocked if it would have been something like his cancer is back, or I thought for a hot minute, what if Jane and Raph are brother and sister?
Oh, that's
or like somehow related.
How
or,
could that even be possible?
Or that the it's sperm actually totally was not even Raph's at all and was someone else's. That's what I thought it was going to be.
For a second, I thought it was going to be that.
I did too.
The sperm, we find out that the insemination, we actually still have another one because it was a mistake. Yeah, I thought that it was going to be someone else's sperm.
Because I was hoping that, like, at the Michael end of this episode, we'd be like, oh no, like, where is this going to go? And in my head, I'm like, oh, there's just another thing, a sperm, and Petra has it. Like, whatever, it's fine, it's casual, it's going to be okay.
Yeah, okay. I think so, too. I think
it
that's not the worst.
It takes a lot to keep.
I was going to say that just because she, even if she artificially inseminates, it doesn't mean that it's actually going to take, and doesn't mean that she's actually going to have the baby.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. And if she does have a baby, I think it's going to be a girl.
Sorry, we need to wrap this up because we have to go, move on with the show.
Okay.
But so then Petra hears.
She was brutal.
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm just saying because we have more to talk about.
Yes.
So then Petra, she takes the sperm. That sucks. And then one funny thing that we see is that Xiomara and Rogelio get married.
I know, that's awesome. So cute.
Awesome.
I called the proposal, did not see the wedding, but I'm so happy about
I'm glad
it.
They
I'm
got
stoked
married.
About the wedding also.
Yeah,
and then for me, the big whammy was...
At the end. That,
oh, my God.
See.
They how
I
do you,
saw it.
Like, Rachel yelled.
I was screaming at the television.
Screamed, she was like, how do you effing steal a baby like that?
You know how many times that actually happened?
No, I know.
But the crazy thing is, Jane kind of had like a moment where she was like, no, wait.
Like, for
no,
what?
Like, why are you taking my... No.
And that's funny. I thought with Giselle thought. For a second, I was like, oh, God, the baby's going to be dead.
That's what
no,
I thought.
I totally thought somebody, she's about to steal his baby.
Yeah.
But see,
she
with
did
that,
exactly
I'm like,
that.
Okay, fine. They're going to find the baby. Who cares? Like, Nadine has a tracker on her ankle.
What if it's one of those things where they don't find the baby for a minute, though?
They probably won't, but they'll find it eventually.
But not going to find the baby's not going to have that relationship with
the
parents.
But they don't have to have babies on set anymore.
They'll...
Oh, shoot, you're right.
That's what's going to happen.
Oh, my God, but that's missing out. That's so sad.
But there are plenty of babies all over the world that get adopted at all kinds of ages.
No.
And
the baby that they
had,
they miss out on the entire relationship.
Mm. They'll still have the relationship. It's gonna be okay.
Okay, but as a mother, I'd be pissed if
of
I miss
course.
Out on my newborn's life.
Of course, I mean, of course, like she's gonna be heartbroken.
And I think
but I'm glad that the baby, at least to our knowledge, is healthy.
Yes,
she had the baby. It's hers. It's hers and Raph's, which means there's still hope for them to be a family.
I agree.
So I'm pretty optimistic about this ending. I was kind of hoping that I wouldn't be, and that I'd be freaking out and screaming and super pissed. And not knowing where the show's gonna go, but now I'm like, oh, it's gonna be fine. It's gonna be whatever.
You were hoping that the show's gonna make you angry.
Yeah, because like, the drama. I'm like, for the sake of drama, I'm gonna
for the sake
still
of drama and for the
convinced.
Sake of just being on the edge of my seat and like having that cliffhanger of what? And instead, I'm like, oh,
this is a cliffhanger.
But that's how we end the show with Mateo Gloriano, Rogelio Solano, Villanueva just driving away and
one more time.
I like how they did the arrows. Yeah, one more time.
Oh yeah, say it one more time.
Mateo, I have to keep looking at it too.
Yeah.
Mateo Gloriano, Rogelio Solano, Villanueva.
It's beautiful. You pointed out something that I wouldn't have noticed if you not said it, but when Jane's talking about her heart being full and you can see her heart and the baby's heart lighting up.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I watched that, I mean, I wouldn't have noticed
I missed
if
that.
I didn't watch
hearts?
It.
Sorry.
It was in the
hospital
heart bed
was on
when
the body?
She was holding the baby.
The baby?
It was like
it was a little glow.
Like a little,
no, it was
glow.
A little glow.
Yeah.
Like a glow worm?
Yeah, like
a
glow worm. Exactly.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. But I didn't, I wouldn't have noticed it the first time. I noticed it the second time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but until...
What do you guys think should happen?
Now, chapter 23 of season 2. Holy cow.
Holy smoking
I have
molest.
A question.
Please.
We have
does
an
this
answer.
Show mimic the original show in plot?
I want to say it does.
So.
I've never seen the original because I know Betty La Fea didn't. Like, it did kind of where...
Ugly Betty.
Ugly Betty did...
Thank you.
Where, where she kind of is in love with her
like
boss.
What?
But it was more of just the characters is what it mimicked.
Supposedly, okay. Jenny Yerman... or someone told the cast not to watch that because it was so different.
Right.
Mm. So it's very loosely
but I'm sure
based.
It's I'm sure
yeah.
it just it's based on
characters
the insemination
and,
part
and the idea.
And then everything else is just done
yeah.
by us like in the US.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So how long do we have to wait for chapter 23?
For chapter 23, you know, I didn't see at the end of it, but I want to say it's till fall. So it's September, October. Like you were saying, the it's just a full season.
Pilot season.
Right. Mm-hmm. Holy wow. cow. All right. So one last time, goodbye, Mateo, Gloriano, Rogelio, Solano.
Oh, no, don't Adios. Say that.
Until we meet again.
No, don't say that. We'll see him later.
Hopefully it'll be before Hasta he turns 23.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Here we go.
Yeah. Oops. Yeah.
But ending on a positive note.
Let's end on a positive note.
We have a special guest here.
Yeah, Rachel DePillo.
Rachel DePillo!
So, in addition to her character on Jane the Virgin, she plays Andy, who was a very weirdo ex-girlfriend. And
stalker.
Quite lovely, a really good friend, but
no, stalker.
Went overboard.
Yeah. I have to say, looking back, it took me a while to really understand Andy. I came back and I saw our time together, and I was like, they absolutely have it. I was like trying to stand up for Andy. Yeah. What was I talking about? This girl is crazy.
He's crazy.
But you know what? Even without your full understanding, you still portrayed that on screen. So that's really what matters.
I think I needed to be in that place to for her to live and then have to get out of that place.
Yeah. Well, how did you think that the show ended? What do you think of Jane the Virgin? Are you stoked about it?
It's so much fun. I didn't keep up with the last couple of episodes, mm-hmm. so I'm still catching up a little bit. But I'm so glad it's on TV. I think everyone does such a good job.
That's good. Awesome. Now to talk about
screaming at the television.
I know, right? I was like, I want to watch a movie with her.
Are they really?
I want to start watching stuff with you.
I love it.
And we both had chills at the end where we were just
what?
Then Steph came in crying. I was like, no.
I was sniffling.
Yeah.
But so you have a future project coming up and you are involved in a film.
I do.
Called Hello, My Name is Frank.
Yes.
That is coming out on June 6th at the TCL. Also at Crazy Sexy Cool TLC. No, at the TCL. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so Hello, My Name is Frank is an independent film. It's a story about a man with Tourette syndrome, sort of coming out of his shell. Mm-hmm. So at the beginning of the story, his caretaker, who is my character's mother, dies. And it's right as my character is graduating high school, about to go on a road trip. All this stuff is planned, and life takes a different direction. So Frank, who is the Tourette syndrome...
Boy.
Who plays Frank?
The Tourette syndrome man. That's a bad way to say that.
The man with Tourette syndrome
has to go on the road trip and sort of come out of his shell in a number of ways. And everyone sort of grows together. And it's sort of like a Little Miss Sunshine.
Okay, cool. Like a coming of age.
A Wizard
almost,
of Oz.
Right.
Yeah, a coming of age, but very much centered around the struggles of this mental illness.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's crazy. I like the fact that it's going to... that he comes out of his shell by doing, like, this activity, because I have people that are pretty close to me that have, like, similar kind of, like, Tourette's, and the only time they don't have it is when they're, like, working or actually doing something. When you're alone is when it's bad, when you're not doing anything. It's just
and horrible. That's how Frank lived his entire life. He had, like, a trust fund or something and has just been sheltered and afraid and angry at the world, and now circumstantially life has brought him out. He doesn't have a choice.
Right.
And, yeah, it's a
That's
cool
awesome.
Journey.
How did you feel in comparison with characters? I mean, this is something, now you're not this like vulnerable girl, you're just like this other girl, and I'm assuming you're a helper, you're involved.
You mean in juxtaposition to Andy?
Yes.
What do you mean?
No, that's what I'm saying, like it must have been refreshing, because you did that and now this is something 100% different.
Oh yeah.
As an actress.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
How long ago did you film this one?
This one we filmed
fall of 2013. Before Andy.
Yeah. Way before Andy, yeah.
So Andy was probably a walk in the park.
Andy was confusing. She was very confusing. My character in Hello, My Name is Frank is Laura, and she was a little more of a walk in the park. She's a really good-hearted girl who's dealing with her mom's death and with the next chapter of her life and leaving home and figuring out who she is and what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. She's very much used to taking care of other people and doesn't yet know how to take care of herself, which is something we see a lot in moms and people that take care of people that are a little bit older, but not in high school graduates.
Excellent.
She, I like her a lot.
That's awesome. So on June 6th, when it comes out, is it to the public or just like a premiere
it
for you guys?
It is the LA premiere.
The LA premiere.
So
okay.
The TCL is at Hollywood and Highland. It's mm-hmm. the Chinese theater.
Okay.
It's at 2:45 with the dances. So it's, all right, this is how I'm remembering it. TCL, not TLC. And Dances with Films, not Dances with Wolves Film Festival.
Okay.
Okay.
Is what it's going to be at.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah. And are you doing anything, are you still doing TV stuff right
yeah.
now? Okay,
yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything, you don't know if you're, or if you're allowed to say if you're doing anything with Jane the Virgin, are you?
No. Okay. No. But I just did a pilot called Cuckoo that was a BBC adaptation.
Oh, wow.
For Lionsgate and NBC, and NBC unfortunately just passed on it.
Oh.
But it's maybe not quite dead yet.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
The world of online television, I feel like, is giving a lot of
it
opportunity.
Sure is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's what would be picking it up, but yeah. It's definitely giving hope to, I feel like, a lot of pilots.
Great shows, yeah.
And awesome. Shows.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a commercial out right now, too.
Yeah, I did a Nike campaign.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't sneeze.
Yeah.
Don't sneeze?
Yeah, because you could miss you.
Because you could. Oh, well, there's
that
one.
So many girls in it.
There's that one, and then there's the better one.
That sounded bad.
No,
I
didn't sound bad.
100% sure I'm in like half a second of one. I don't know how many they're gonna make. We shot for like 5 days. The second one, I got to run with Allison Felix, who's an
Olympic runner,
Olympic
super
gold
fast.
Medalist.
Yeah, super
fast. That one's really fun, but I don't think
Did
that one's playing
her?
As much. Absolutely not.
Not.
But the narration for the commercial is like, I was ahead of her for like a second.
I love it.
Well, that's great. So all of you, if you want to catch this wonderful lady right here, Rachel, her film, again, is coming out June 6th. TCL, that's the LA premiere, but just keep your eye on it. It's called Hello, My Name is Frank. And Rachel, where can they find you on social media?
On social media, at Rachel DiPillo on Twitter and Instagram.
Is there a trailer online for that?
For Hello, My Name
yeah.
is Frank?
Oh, yeah. Where can we find it?
YouTube, Facebook.
Listen, that sounds good. I feel like I love movies like that, where you're just going to get into it, like a motivating movie, right,
yeah.
at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's just do stuff.
Grow up.
Help people. Humanity, man. Humanity,
I love it. You're like
yeah,
a hippie.
Bro.
I love it.
She's a caretaker.
I love it.
Thanks for having
she's
me.
She's a friend.
Me too. I'm a tree.
Ladies, lover. Where can they find you on social media?
You can find me at Giselle Ugarte on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Giselle Ugarte Official, and yeah.
Excellent.
Okay, and I'm Madison Chase Fit on Twitter, Instagram. I think I'm Madison Chase Fitness on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then YouTube, I'm One Mad Chase.
Excellent. And again, just don't forget to find Rachel DiPillo at Rachel DiPillo and her movie. One more time, Hello, My Name is Frank, June 6th. And you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie. And thank you so much for staying with us the entire season. Catch up with us again. Follow us on Twitter. Talk to us. Remind
Catch up
us
with
of
the
anything.
Season.
Yeah, and let us know what you guys think. We love you all so much. Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.